I'm Faith Higgins. I'm one of the actors for this upcoming show.
And I'm Bennett Baer. I'm another actor in the show.
All right, welcome. Okay, so let's first of all hear about Stanton's Garage. What is the deal with this play, in a nutshell?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier because it's a bit of a play that's hard to define. But there's kind of two main strands to it. It's set in this garage, which is in the middle of nowhere, sort of this run-down, locally owned garage, and it's about pretty much when your life gets upturned and you kind of just have a moment to sit and are almost forced to reflect on it. It kind of explores that. That's the first half. And then the second half is a comedy of errors. When you know you really want something to get done, but the people who work there are just completely incompetent and will not get it done. So it has this sort of personal, introspective, reflective side to it, which I've watched the scenes being rehearsed and I'm like, oh wow, this is hitting me. And then it has this more sort of goofy, silly side, which performers is really known for, and which is going wonderfully well as well.
Sounds relatable coming out of the pandemic. Yeah. Where we all sort of had that moment of like, wait, what are we doing? What are our lives?
Yeah, exactly. And one thing we've been talking about too is the garage. It's a garage that we've all been in, especially in like rural New Brunswick. It's this, you know, you're just driving on the road and you just see it on the side there and you're like, wow. You walk in and there's all these like quirky characters. And that's really what we were going for, is we want, when people to see this garage, we want them to be like, oh, I've been in this garage. I've talked to these people before. I know exactly where this is, even if it has no specific location.
Yeah, and we are very grateful because one of the actors in our show, her dad runs a local garage here. So we were able to like pull just a bunch of random junk that he just had lying around for like 10, 20 years in order to make our set look just identical to his. And we had a day where we went in with just like a bunch of dirt and like old junk, and we just made the whole place look like really gross but authentic.
Yeah. Smearing auto grease everywhere.
Yeah.
Not in like a health hazard way. Yeah. Just like fun, authentic way. Yeah.
Like you look at the set and you can see where the like a high touch areas are because someone went in with like wax to make it look like someone's been like pushing on the door for 20 years. And you're like, wow, this is nasty. But you can't actually, like, there's no health hazard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not real dirt. Yeah. Simulated dirt.
Okay. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
It's acting.
Yeah. That's great. And so, I mean, this is this production is being put on by Performers Theatre Company. Mm. Tell me about Performers. Who are you?
Well, Performers is just that. It is the Performers Company. It's a company that's like established by anyone who wants to be involved. If you are a crew member then or a cast member, then you're a member of the company. Mm. Like their board of directors are all people that have like worked on multiple shows before, either in tech or in directing and or even like as cast, and they like choose shows together. It's very like a fun, like it's a very fun and friendly group, and you can tell they're all friends because they've been working together for so long.
Yeah, it's very much community oriented. I used to work at a summer camp and we'd have to put these skits together. And it was always, we'd always just sort of be like running around last minute, pulling things together and then like putting up for the kids and it'd all be a fun time. And it kind of feels like that, a little bit more organized, of course. It's not a bunch of like 13-year-olds, but it's the kind of thing where it's a little bit chaotic, but it's all fun and everyone is friends. And it's just about having a good time and putting on a show that everyone's going to enjoy, you know?
Now, you folks are actors in this production, and have you been with Performers? Have you had some background experience with Performers before?
Yeah, this time last year, I was working on my first show with Performers Company as an assistant stage manager for Hounds of Baskerville, which essentially looked like taking down like blocking movement, so tracking on paper where actors move and giving line notes, a lot of line notes for that script last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then this is my third show. I did my first show two summers ago. It was Murdered to Death. And then I did 39 Steps last year as actor in both. And then this is my third show.
Clearly it's a good experience.
Yeah, no, clearly it is. I think it's I didn't have a lot of theater experience growing up. And so it was something I just wanted to get into. And Performers has given me the opportunity to just explore that a lot. So I'm grateful for it.
Yeah. It seems like this wonderful, you know, so much of the sort of recreation side of life is focused on like young kids, I find, you know, as a parent. I'm like, but like you realize, oh yeah, but we need stuff to do, outlet, creative outlets,
yeah,
all through life, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, and it's actually very useful too, because I'm part of the drama department here, and so I've learned in the much your fancy theater all the high tech professional end on how to do everything. But I also now have learned from Performers Company how to do a lighting ring at like one bar on a laptop through like one software system, which has been incredibly useful. And like, I just learned how to do it to help with the show, but now it's something that's going to affect my career going forward. Like, it's just a skill I now have from just volunteering with a little local theater company.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah. So you know how to do it on a shoestring and on a big budget, kind of both, right?
Yeah. The flexibility is really nice when you can like see that whole range and potential of what you can do in either like a really big space or a really, really small space.
Yeah. All right. So it's opening this week.
Yeah.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? Is everyone ready to go?
For professional reasons, we need to say yes. No, I'm kidding. But
I feel like if we say yes, we're doing something wrong.
No, it's coming together really well. Actually, we were saying the other day, from like the third rehearsal, we were like, wow, are we already like ready to perform? Like, we were doing incredibly well. So we've had a lot of time to just kind of fine tune and just kind of go in depth on certain moments and say, okay, how can we make this better? How can we really nail the comedy down? We just have a group, and most of them have worked together, if not all of them have worked together before. And so it gives this sense of, it almost gives you a safety net on stage. Like, you can try things, or you can mess up a little bit, and everyone's there to kind of save you if it doesn't go right, or if you try a different thing. So there's a sort of organic feeling to it, but also you can sense the connection in the play from the performers. And so I'm very excited for it to go up. Every time I'm not on stage in the rehearsals, I'm out up front watching the scenes go, because it's a good show.
That was Faith Higgins and Ben Hebert, two of the actors in Stanton's Garage, which opens this Friday night at their Performers Theater Company space at 3 Fairfield Road. The show runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7:30 p.m., with a matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m. It's back for another weekend run from June 22nd to 24th. Tickets are available online at performerstheater.com.